はい。Okay, so yeah, my name is Afonso Oliveira, and today I'm going to show you RISC-V extension porting without the boring part. And so, first of all, like I've been working in hypervisors, and I also work at ARC-V CPUs at Synopsys, and so I've been mostly working on operating systems and also some part of the toolchain. But most importantly for this talk, I sit next to a GCC engineer, and I hear him cry a lot about how the specs change. So I try to make his life a little bit easier, and I'll try to show you how. So today we're going to go through what are the challenges that the RISC-V ecosystem currently has and its specification. Then we're going to showcase the RISC-V UnifiedDB, which is how we're trying to solve this. And then we're going to show some practical use cases of binutils and chemo. So starting with these challenges with the RISC-V specification, I hope that by the end of this section, we agree that these are growth challenges, but still they exist and they're very annoying to deal with. So currently, the RISC-V ecosystem relies on multiple disconnected specifications. The most known ones are the ISA manual, obviously, and this is what most people look into, but there's others, like the assembly manual is the only source for pseudo instructions, and then there's even RISC-V opcodes, which has all the machine-readable description of instructions. And then there's SAIL that has like this formal specification that